When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Time.
Rats off a ship. Game six.
Rats off a ship.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Tobin and Leroy Show. We are live with our favorite segment to play on a Wednesday. Rats off a ship. I will throw out some topics to you guys, and you will determine where your rats lie.
Marcos, rats off a ship.
Oh, already
on you.
I was waiting for the topic. I realized I was the topic. Rats off a ship.
Nah.
All right. Number one on our board today, Leroy, I will start with you. The NBA Finals going seven games. You rats off a ship on that?
Yes, I am.
Ooh.
I either think
rats off a ship.
Whoever wins it'll win it in six.
Oh, okay. Vlad, what do you think? Seven games or are you rats off a ship?
No, I'm rats off a ship.
Oh, you also don't think it'll go seven. Okay.
Rats off a ship.
Now I'm assuming you're thinking the Knicks will get it done. How many games are you gonna call it?
However it takes to get four wins out of seven.
Heard. Okay. So you're kind of like when people
I hate saying this is going seven because then you're assuming that your team's going to lose. Now, nobody goes in any game thinking their team's going to lose. Now, do you think your team can lose in a series? Obviously. But I'm not going to go and say seven because then you're expecting your team to lose. No.
Yeah. I mean, that's fair. All right.
But let's need to know when Scott Foster is refereeing games. Dr. Toboggan's The extender. If it's a 2-0 series lead, Scott Foster's playing refereeing game. He's refereeing game three.
Yeah, why are we calling Scott Foster the extender?
Because he extends series. He's the guy that the NBA calls and says, wink, wink, hey, we need this series to continue. It looks like one team is getting the best of the other team. We got some commercials that need to be played. Is necessary. That's why they got that if necessary. That if necessary is necessary for them to pay.
Wait, you say if necessary should probably be just Scott Foster.
Necessary.
No, it should be Scott. It should say Scott Foster refereeing because we got some commercials we need to pay.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like we got some commercials that need to be paid if necessary. It's got to be necessitated. So, therefore, Scott Foster will referee the game.
Now, Scott, watch Draymond's legs. Make sure you watch his legs. And you call him out if you need to.
But in Scott Foster's fairness, if you didn't do the job with 6 minutes left in the fourth quarter.
That's not his problem.
It's not his problem no more. Now he's calling. He's going to ref the game fairly. He gives you 42 minutes to do whatever you want. So, basically, you have a big lead so then they can just say, all right, this game is over. If you had a big lead and you lose it, he's going to look at you like, I did my best. That's it. My hands is washed. It's clean.
All right. Number two here on our list. Leroy, are you rats off a ship on the Heat actually landing Giannis before the draft?
I'm not rats off a ship for this reason. Ooh. I don't ever know all of the
conversations going on between these teams. All we hear is what people are saying, right? And so I'm not going to just discredit that, because there are people that have more insight and more knowledge of the situation than I do, which means I can't just dismiss it. Now, if Tobin was asking the same question, I would probably say rats off a ship, because you know how he would ask the question.
Dude.
Yeah. Dude. Right. So, because you presented the question the way you have, I'm not going to discredit the information that has been out there by people who are reputable. Right. So I'm not rats off a ship.
Beyond yesterday, the first time I reported this, Scoop B was the guy who I was quoting.
No.
You weren't a fan of that one?
That's isn't that what's his name's go-to guy?
Scoop B's a guy. He's a guy, dude.
No, Scoop B's isn't Scoop B who Tobin refers to?
No.
All the time.
No, he has another guy. He has
NBA
another guy.
NBA Central.
Yeah, there's another guy. I know exactly who you're talking about too, and it's constantly like, Tobin, you don't like, why are you? I keep saying the name too, but Dade South's name keeps coming to my damn brain. Anyway, Vlad, are you rats off a ship on the Heat being able to acquire Giannis before the NBA draft?
I'm rats off a ship on that. I think because, like I said early in the show, the context of losing. I've been saying this before the season began, and everybody, scoffed at me when
I
said it.
Well, more teams would be interested based on how their season ends, but more assets than the Heat.
And that's what I always said. So that's why I was hoping for them to, if they were going to make the move, it would have been the trade deadline. Because I said this, Leroy, if Giannis does not move by the trade deadline, that opens the doors for teams who get eliminated in the postseason to make an offer for him. And what's happened ever since the postseason's happened? The postseason started. Nobody had Giannis with Boston. Now Giannis to Boston became a thing. Nobody had Giannis to OKC except for one guy. Now everybody's starting to say, hey, OKC should make a move for Giannis. Giannis and the Lakers, always going to be rumored. So
Portland's in the mix.
Now Portland. All of a sudden, teams who weren't even involved are now involved, and if you look at them, they probably offer better packages, trade packages, than the Heat. But
two of those teams have a whole lot more picks from when they trade the guys off. I mean, when you look at what OKC has, OKC still got first round picks from the SGA trade.
Yeah, from the Paul George
SGA trade.
The way.
Right.
They have all of that. They still have picks. A lot of teams have picks. And what's going to happen is,
here's the caveat to all of that. Vlad, you make all the sense in the world, and I never, I didn't question it. I said, this kind of how this goes. The longer you wait, the more teams try to get their stuff together to say, oh, we can get into this. Right, which is probably how the Heat lost Dame, to be honest with you.
Yeah,
because then all of a sudden, Milwaukee jumped in the mix. Right, so all these teams, and there's more teams that are doing that. Right, but the one thing that I would say is that the difference between the Dame situation and the Giannis situation is Giannis had more of a say so. And I don't know if Giannis want to play in some of these places.
And that's the key. Dame had a say.
He said he wanted to go play for a winner.
He wanted, but he never specifically said who he wanted to play for. Giannis is the one that can specifically say, I want to play for this team, and you're going to have to make this happen.
Right.
So that's why he's being the hottest chick in the game, flirting with everybody.
But here's the other thing. You know what else scares me even more about what you talking about, Vlad? Who's to say it won't be a Kawhi situation? Where they say, I don't care. We don't care if he only got you for a year.
And that's the beauty of, like you always say, that's the beauty of sports. Some teams might be willing to say, look, I know I'm only going to have you for these 9 months. I'm going to take my chance with you in these 9 months.
I want to win a chip.
I want to win a chip.
Toronto did it. They won the chip. They didn't even care. Look, they offered him the max. He left. We like, cool, we got our chip.
And he's still considered a legend.
Right.
And even though he left, they were like, you know what? You did what you came to do.
I tell you what.
That was it.
That shot that bounced off the rim 17 times and went in.
Killed one franchise. And killed
that
one franchise.
That thing bounced up in the air, and all of North America was like.
Oh, no. Nobody was doing anything that Sunday night. That game was the only thing to watch, and it was a good game, and it destroyed Joel Embiid. We got the memes with the crying and, you know, crying to his girl right. in the locker room.
Yep.
And Kawhi. Yeah.
Windshield wipers.
So, yeah.
So, that's more than anything, Vlad. When he says, I'm only going to sign an extension with, you know, the Miami Heat.
That's basically like, saying, hey, you better trade me to Miami. I've been a loyal right. employee for 12 seasons. I've given you a championship. I've given you relevancy.
Right.
It's only right.
You know what scares me about this?
That you do right by me.
And if you know what scares me about this?
What's that?
He hasn't made a stink. He tried to.
He made a stink.
Certain situations in life, Vlad.
He just didn't go full stink.
You got to go full stink.
You got. You can't listen.
Because look,
Robert Downey Jr. was right.
Everybody that's made a stink, the new team loved him so much that it didn't matter that the other team didn't.
You got to go full. You can't go half. You got to go full.
He wanna look good in a bad situation.
He doesn't.
And that I think that's gonna be the thing that hurts the Heat.
You mentioned this earlier when we were talking about Wemby. He wasn't born here, so those right. guys that aren't born here, they see how these guys are treated here by the media, and they don't want no part of that. They don't right. want to get. They don't want no stain. Nobody wants scars and stains on right. their jacket.
Right.
But you might have to get some scars, and there will be stains on your jacket.
Yeah, you know, like, what the doctor say? You're going to feel a little pinch.
You got to.
Right?
You got to.
You got to go ahead on and just take it and say, you know what? I don't get mad at athletes for doing this. This is what I want. I'm going to make a stink. I know that after this, I'm going to be happy. Like, I don't like the way Jimmy went about it, because don't call your teammates your friends and then just basically go out there and play like trash, right? That's the part I didn't like. But I'm okay with the fact that he said, I want out of here and I'm going to make a stink. Don't tell me you're going to go out and play and then don't play, right? That's what I had a problem with. The fact that he didn't want to be here, that's fine. Still be a professional. But I think Jimmy thought this. I really do believe this. When he said, I'm going to go out and play, if he would have went and balled out, that they would have just ignored him and ignored his wishes, right? And said, well, we got him till the end of the year. And he really wanted out. And if he knew if he would have went out and balled out, they wasn't going to ship him. So that's a bad spot to be in, too. That being said, I think sometimes in sports, especially in sports, your loyalties are not to the organization. Your loyalties are to your teammates. And when that loyalty is damaged, then I think I have a problem. And that's where I was with that.
All right, last one before we go to break here. Not sure if you guys saw, no, we had discussed who the cover athletes were. For the college football game yesterday, but Caleb Williams,
college football edition. Or Madden?
Yesterday we discussed college football. Okay. Yesterday we discussed Malachi Toney being on the cover of College Football 27, but now the cover of Madden 27 has come out. The deluxe edition has Caleb Williams, his painted nails, his Iceman gesture,
and the fake snow.
Fake snow.
Nothing says Chicago like that snow.
Yeah,
but I would say this. I would say this. Are we at that level with Caleb?
You tell me, are you rats off a ship of him being a cover athlete?
No, I'm not. I'm not rats off a ship. I'm not rats off a ship about him being a cover guy, right? I don't know how to feel about him yet, right? Because at that position, anytime a guy has a good stretch, we tend to crown him. And when we look at historically, the guys who have had great careers, they've done it consistently, right? So when you said I would like to see Matt Stafford, here's the problem.
I didn't say that.
Huh?
I didn't say that at all.
You just said it.
I had not said the word Matt Stafford. I think you read it in the comment section.
Nobody said
Matthew Stafford. Oh, you read it. You said Stafford.
No, he said Caleb Williams. And then I said, he also said college. We mentioned college football athletes yesterday, the other day. No Stafford was mentioned yet.
No Stafford was mentioned.
Vlad, go listen to it during the break.
Oh, no. Hey, Vlad,
Vlad,
no way,
I know I'm not losing my damn mind.
Oh, you are losing your mind. No,
Vlad, go listen to it during the break, and I want y'all to apologize to me.
I will listen to it in the break. So, we will come back. We will come back.
Here's what I would say. Yeah. And here's how this works. Ain't nobody Matt Stafford's age is playing Madden. So they went with a young quarterback.
I don't know about that, Leroy. Leroy, I tell you right now, to this day.
It's an older person game now.
I tell you right now. McVay.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Shanahan.
Uh-huh.
Is it O'Connell?
McDaniel.
McDaniel.
Yeah, no, O'Connell from Minnesota.
O'Connell from Minnesota. Taylor in Cincinnati.
Right.
They're all young. They all grew up on Madden. They've been playing Madden. That's why they know each other's moves. They like, I know what you're going to do. They all play Madden. I swear to you, they all play Madden. And that's why you see the very alikeness. Very, like, many teams are very similar.
Right. All right.
Look, Vlad, I need you to review that footage.
I will.
And tell me if I ever said Stafford. And we will return with more Tobin and Leroy right here on 104.3 WQAM.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.